The next word is nature. English. The beauty of nature is breathtaking. Punjabi. Kudrati sudrat adil noor ladi hai. Breakdown. Kudrat. Kudrat. Nature. The of possessive particle. Sudrata. Sundata. Beauty. Dil. Dil. Heart. Nu. Nu. To indirect object marker. Mo. Mo. Enchant, captivate. Lady. Lady. Takes, present tense, feminine singular. Hair. High. Is, present tense, singular. Key concepts. Possessive particle. The. Indicates possession, similar to, of, in English. Indirect object marker. Nu. Nu. Marks the indirect object, similar to, in English. Present tense. Lady. Lady. And. Hair. High. Denote present tense actions. Feminine singular. Lady. Lady. Is the feminine singular form of the verb. The next word is come. English. Please come here. Punjabi. Kirpa karke aao. Breakdown. Kirpa. Karke. Colon. Please. Polite request. Ite. Colon. Here. Aao. Colon, come, imperative, polite form, used for addressing someone with respect. Key concepts. Kirpa. Karke. Colon, this is a common way to make a polite request in Punjabi. It is similar to saying, please, in English. Aao. Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb, to come. Used when giving a command, or making a request. The polite form is used when addressing someone with respect. English. Please come here. Punjabi. Kirpa karke aao. The next word is myself. English. I am myself. Punjabi. Main aap haan. Breakdown. Main. Main, means, I, in Punjabi. It is the subject of the sentence, signifying the speaker. Aap. Aap, means, myself, or, self, in Punjabi. Here, it functions as the predicate, indicating the speaker's identity. Ha. Haan, is the present tense verb, am, in Punjabi. It completes the sentence. Connecting the subject and predicate. Key concepts. Personal pronouns. Main. Main is a personal pronoun representing the speaker. Reflexive pronouns. Aap. Aap is a reflexive pronoun, referring back to the subject, the speaker. Verb conjugation. Ha. Haan is the conjugated form of the verb. To be, in the present tense, indicating the speaker's current state. English. I am myself. Punjabi. Main aap haan. The next word is exactly. English. He did exactly what I asked. Punjabi. Usne hindi tak bihari ka uhi kita jo main keha si. Breakdown. Usne. Usne, he slash she, masculine singular subject pronoun. Teek. Seek exactly, precisely.
Uhi.
Uhi, the same, that very.
Kita.
Kita, did, performed, past tense of.
Karuna.
To do.
Jo.
Jo, that which, what, relative pronoun.
Me.
Main, I, first person singular pronoun.
Kiha.
Kita, said, past tense of.
Kahina.
To say.
See.
See, was, past tense of.
Hona.
To be. Key concept, the use of the relative pronoun.
Jo.
Jo, connects the two clauses, indicating that the action performed, doing what was asked, is the same as what was said. The next word is plant.
English.
The gardener plants the seeds.
Punjabi. Bhagavan Bij Bijada Hai.
Breakdown.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan. Gardener, masculine.
Bij.
Bij. Seeds.
Bijada Hai.
Bija Hai. Plants, present tense, masculine singular. Key concepts.
The.
Da. Possessive marker, masculine singular.
He.
Hai. Is, present tense, singular. Note, the word.
Bija da.
Bija. Is the verb, to plant, in the present tense, and masculine singular form. Punjabi has a grammatical gender system. Therefore, you must use the correct form of the verb, and nouns depending on the gender. English. The gardener plants the seeds. Punjabi.
Bhagavan Bij Bijada Hai.
The next word is paint. English. He painted the wall with blue paint. Punjabi.
Usne divar nu neele rang naal rangiya.
Breakdown.
Usne.
Usne. He slash she slash it, masculine singular, subject pronoun.
Divar.
Divar. Wall, object of the verb.
Nu.
Nu. To slash for, preposition indicating direction.
Neely.
Neel. Blue, adjective modifying the noun.
Rung.
Color.
Rung.
Rang. Color, object of the preposition.
Null.
With.
Null.
Now. With preposition indicating instrument or accompaniment.
Rangia.
Rangia. Painted, past tense verb. Key concepts. Gender in Punjabi.
Usne.
Usne is used because the subject is masculine. Prepositions. Punjabi uses prepositions like
Nu.
Nu, and.
Nal.
Nal, to indicate direction, purpose, or instrument. Word order. The basic word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb. English. He painted the wall with blue paint. Punjabi.
Usne divar nu neele rang naal rangiya.
The next word is worker. English. The worker is working hard. Punjabi. Hai, comma, hai, mehanat, hai, kar, hai, riha, hai. Breakdown. Hai, comma, hai, this is the Punjabi word for worker. Note the ending, hai, at the end of the word, which marks it as masculine. Hai, mehanat, hai, this is the Punjabi word for hard work. It is a noun. You can memorize this by thinking of the English word minute, and that minute is an I before the T, which is also in the word hi, mihanut, hi, hi, kar, hi. This is the Punjabi word for doing or working. It is the verb in this sentence. You can memorize this by remembering the K at the beginning like the English word key, and the R at the end like the English word raw. Hi, Riha, hi, this is the Punjabi word for is. This is the present continuous verb. This word is difficult as it is not the is that you might be used to in English. Think of the R at the beginning as rhyming with run. Hi, he, hi, this is the Punjabi word for is. This word is a simple verb. It is the final verb in this sentence. English. The worker is working hard. Punjabi. Hi, comma, hi, hi, mihanut, hi, hi, kar, hi, riha, hi, he. The next word is press. English. He pressed the button. Punjabi. A snee button nu dabaya. Breakdown. Us. This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he or she. Knee. This is a particle that marks the subject of the sentence, similar to has or have in English. Button. This is the word for button. Nu. This is the accusative case marker, indicating that the button is the object of the verb. Dabaya. This is the past tense of the verb, to press. Key concepts. Subject-object agreement. The verb. Dabaya. Is in the singular form, because the subject. Us. Is singular. Accusative case. The word. Button is marked with the accusative case marker. Nu. To indicate that it is the direct object of the verb. English. He pressed the button. Punjabi. A snee button nu dabaya. The next word is whatever. English. Whatever. Punjabi. Jorvi hove. Breakdown. Jo. This means, what? V. This means, ever. Hove. This means, maybe, or, happens, the phrase. Jo vi hove. Is used to express indifference, or lack of concern. It's like saying, I don't care what happens. English. Whatever. Punjabi. Jo vi hove. The next word is necessary. English. It is necessary to study hard to succeed in life. Punjabi. Jidagi vich sapal honlai sakut mihanut karani zakuri hai. Breakdown. Jidagi. Zindagi. Life. Vich. Vich. In. Supple. Saffle. Successful. Horn. Horn. To become slash to be. Lie. Lie. For. Circuit. Sacked. Hard. Mehanut. Mainat. Effort slash hard work. Karani. Karni. To do. Ruri. Zaruri. Necessary. Key concepts. Jidagi. Zindagi. Is a common word in Punjabi, and a good one to remember. Lai. Lai. A postposition, meaning, for. Commonly used in Punjabi. Ruri. Zaruri. A commonly used adjective, meaning, necessary. English. It is necessary to study hard to succeed in life. Punjabi. Jidagi vich sapal hon lai sakat mehanat karani zakuri hai. The next word is region. English. This region is known for its beautiful landscapes. Punjabi. Ikke parapane sudar nazariya lai janiya jada hai. Breakdown. Ik. This. Khetar. Region. Apane. It's. Sudar. Beautiful. Nazariya. Landscapes. Lai. For. Janiya. Known. Jada. Is. Hair. End marker indicating a sentence. Key concepts. Khetar. This word is important because it directly translates to region and is used often in Punjabi. Apane. This word is a possessive pronoun meaning its and is very useful for showing ownership or belonging. Punjabi. Ikhetar apane sudar nazariya lai janiya jada hai. English. This region is known for its beautiful landscapes. The next word is growth. English. The tree's growth is slow. Punjabi. Rukhdi vada holi hai. Breakdown. Rukh. This is the word for tree. D. This is the possessive marker, similar to of in English. Vada. This means growth or increase. Holy. This word signifies slow. Hair. This is the third person singular form of the verb to be. It means is. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person singular form of the verb to be because tree is a singular noun. The sentence also illustrates the use of the possessive marker, which is used to show that the growth belongs to the tree. English. The tree's growth is slow. Punjabi. Rukh di vada holi hai. The next word is could. English. He could have gone to the market. Punjabi. Uth bazaar ja sakda si. Breakdown. Uth. He slash she slash it. Bazaar. Bazaar. Market. Ja. Ja. To go. Sakda. Sakda. Could. See. See. Was. Key concepts. Sakda. Sakda. Indicates ability or possibility. It is used to form the could tense in Punjabi. See. See. This is the past tense marker and indicates the action happened in the past. English. He could have gone to the market. Punjabi. Uth bazaar ja sakda si. The next word is evening. English. It's evening. Punjabi. Kanam ho gai hai. Breakdown. Kanam. Evening. Ho. To be third person singular. Gai. Gone feminine singular, past tense. Hai. Is third person singular, present tense. The sentence literally means evening has gone, which is a way of saying it's evening. Key concept. The verb to be, here represented by ho. Is often implied in English, but in Punjabi, it is explicit. The next word is influence. English. The teacher's influence on the students is profound. Punjabi. Munashida vidyagatiya de bahut prabhav hai. Breakdown. Munashi. This word is a formal term for teacher or instructor. It is a common word used in schools. Da. This is a possessive marker, meaning of or belonging to. Here, it indicates that the influence belongs to the teacher. Vidyagatiya. This is the plural form of vidyagati, which means student. De. This is a preposition meaning on or upon. Bahut. This word means very or a lot. It modifies the noun. Prabhav. Prabhav. This word means influence or impact. Key concept. This sentence uses the possessive marker. Da. To show the teacher's influence on the students. Also, the word prabhav is an important word to learn when discussing influence in Punjabi. English. The teacher's influence on the students is profound. Punjabi. Munashida vidyagatiya de bahut prabhav hai. The next word is respect. English. We should respect our elders. Punjabi. Sanu apne vadya da adar karana chahida hai. Breakdown. Sanu. Sanu. Means, to us, the object pronoun in this sentence. Apne. Apne. Means, our. Vadya. Vadyan. Means, elders. Da. Da. The possessive marker, translates to, of. Adar. Ada. Means, respect. Karana. Kana. Means, to do. Chahida. Chahida. Means, should, or, ought to. Hi. Means, is, the verb to be in the present tense. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The. Marker is used to show possession. Object pronoun. Sanu. Is used to show who is being acted upon. Conjugation. The verb. Karana. Is conjugated to fit the subject. Sanu. And the tense of the sentence, present tense. English. We should respect our elders. Punjabi. Sanu apne vadya da adar karana chahida hai. The next word is various. English. There are various ways to cook this dish. Punjabi. Is one new banana lay kai tarik hondni. Breakdown. Is this masculine singular? One dish. New. To dative case marker. Banana. To cook. Lay. For. Kai. Several, many, various. Tarik. Ways. Hondini. Are, plural. Key concepts. Nu. Is a dative case marker, indicating that the dish is the recipient of the action of cooking. Lay. Is a preposition, meaning, for, and indicating the purpose of the cooking. Hondini. Is the plural form of the verb, to be. The next word is catch. English. He caught the ball. Punjabi. Usne ged pari. Breakdown. Usne. This is the third person singular masculine form of the pronoun, he. It acts as the subject of the verb, caught, in this sentence.
Good.
This means, ball. It acts as the direct object of the verb, caught.
Curry.
This is the past tense of the verb, to catch, in the third person singular feminine form. The verb agrees in gender with the direct object, ball. Important concept. This sentence shows how the verb in Punjabi agrees with the direct object in gender. While English uses a single form for the past tense of catch, Punjabi uses different forms depending on the gender of the object being caught. Translation. He caught the ball. The next word is thus. English. Thus, the students learned the new words. Punjabi.
Is tarha vidyagatiya nena me shabad sikhe.
Breakdown.
Is this tarha
way, manner,
vidyagatiya,
students, plural,
ne,
have, past tense, subject is plural,
name,
new,
bad,
words,
sikhe,
learned. Key concepts. The word is used to introduce the consequence or result of a previous statement. The word
tarha
is a versatile word that can be used to express how, why, or in what way something happens. The particle
ne
marks the past tense of verbs, and is used with plural subjects. Translation using Ispikenji. Ispikenji, istarha, vidyagatiya nena me sabad sikhe. The next word is skill. English. He has many skills. Punjabi.
Ufanuba hut sare funaraude ne.
Breakdown.
Ufanu.
This is the dative case of the pronoun.
Uf.
He slash she slash it, meaning, to him slash her slash it. It indicates the recipient of the action.
Bahut sare.
This means, many, or, a lot of.
Hunar.
This is the word for, skill, or, talent.
Aude ne.
This is the present tense of the verb, to come, in the plural form. This is a common way to say, to know how to do something, in Punjabi. The
ne
at the end is a grammatical particle indicating that the subject of the sentence is plural. Therefore, the whole sentence means, he has many skills. The next word is attempt. English. He attempted to climb the mountain. Punjabi.
Usne pahar charfandi koshish kiti.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is a combination of the third person singular pronoun.
Uf.
He, and the past tense marker.
Ne.
It literally translates to, he slash she slash it did.
Pahar.
This means, mountain.
Charfan.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to climb, meaning, climbing.
Di.
This is the feminine possessive marker, indicating, of the. It is used because.
Koshish.
Is feminine.
Koshish.
This means, attempt, or, effort.
Kidi.
This is the past tense form of the verb, to do. Key concepts. The use of the past tense marker.
Ne.
To show that the action has already happened. The infinitive form of the verb.
Charfan.
Is used to indicate the purpose of the attempt. The feminine possessive marker.
Di.
Is used to connect the noun.
Koshish.
To the noun phrase.
Pahar charfan.
climbing the mountain. English. He attempted to climb the mountain. Punjabi. Usne pahar charhan di koshish ki di. The next word is son. English. He is the son of a farmer. Punjabi. Uh kisan da putar hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it. Kisan. Kisan. Farmer. Da. Da. Of possessive particle. Putar. Putar. Son. Hai. Hai. Is. Key concepts. The possessive particle indicating possession, it is similar to of or s in English. Putar means son, it is a common word used in everyday language. Hai is the verb to be in the present tense. Translation, he is the son of a farmer. The next word is simple. English. This is a simple task. Punjabi. Aksada kam hai. Breakdown. A. This. Ek. A. One. Sada. Simple. Kam. Task, work. Hai. Is. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a Punjabi sentence. The subject. A. This comes first, followed by the object. Kaam. Task, then the adjective. Sada. Simple, and finally the verb. Hai. Is. Ek. A slash one is used to indicate that there is only one task. This is a great starting point to learn the basic elements of Punjabi grammar. The next word is work. English. He works in the fields. Punjabi. Ukhe da vich kam karada hai. Breakdown. He. Pronoun. Subject of the sentence. Keta. Ketan. Fields, plural noun, object of the preposition. Vich. Vich. Vich, in, preposition, connects. Keta. To the verb. Kam karada hai. Kam. Kam, work, noun, object of the verb. Karada hai. Karada hai. Kada hai, does, verb, present tense, masculine singular, indicates action. Key concepts. Which is a very common preposition meaning, in, or, within, and is frequently used with locations. The structure of the sentence follows the subject-verb-object pattern, a common structure in Punjabi. The verb. Karada hai. Kada hai is a versatile verb that can be used to indicate many actions, making it a valuable word to learn. English. He works in the fields. Punjabi. Ukhe da vich kam karada hai. The next word is medium. English. The book is of medium size. Punjabi. Kitab madama kar di hai. Breakdown. Kitab. Kitab. Book. Madam. Madam. Medium. Akar. Akar. Size. The. Of the possessive. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The
indicates possession of the size by the book noun. Kitab. Kitab. The subject of the sentence adjective. Madam. Madam. Modifies the noun. Akar. Akar. Size verb. Hair. High. The main verb, indicating state of being. English. The book is of medium size. Punjabi. Kitab madam akar di hai. The next word is average. English. The average student is hardworking. Punjabi. Hindi osata vidyagati mehanati huda hai. Breakdown. Hindi or Hindi sata. Average, this is the Punjabi word for average. Vidyagati. Student, this is the Punjabi word for student. Mehanati. Hardworking, this is the Punjabi word for hardworking. Huda hai. Is, this is the Punjabi word for, is, in the present tense for the masculine singular noun. Key concepts. Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender, and the gender of a noun influences the verb used with it. In this case, the noun. Vidyagati. Student, is masculine singular, so the verb. Huda hai. Is used. Word order. The basic word order in Punjabi is subject-verb-object, which is similar to English. Tense. The verb. Huda hai. Is in the present tense, indicating that the student is hardworking at the time of speaking. English. The average student is hardworking. Punjabi. Hindi osata vidyagati mehanati huda hai. The next word is stock. English. The stock market is going up. Punjabi. Glavar bazar upar ja raha hai. Breakdown. Glavar. Share. Refers to shares of a company that are traded on the stock market. Bazaar. Market. Refers to a place where goods and services are traded. Upper. Up. Indicates the direction of the stock market's movement. Ja. Going. Indicates the action of the stock market. Reha is indicates the present continuous tense. He is marks the end of the sentence. Key concepts. The use of the present continuous tense. Ja reha he. To indicate an ongoing action. The use of upper. To indicate movement in an upward direction. English. The stock market is going up. Punjabi. Glavar bazar upar ja raha hai. The next word is management. English. The management of this company is excellent. Punjabi. Is company da prabandh bahut vadhiya hai. Breakdown. Is. This demonstrative pronoun. Company. Company, noun. The. Of, possessive particle. Prabandh. Management, noun. Bahut. Very, adverb. Vadhiya. Excellent, adjective. Hai. Is, verb. Present tense. Key concepts. Possessive particles. In Punjabi, possessive particles like the are used to indicate possession. Adjectives.
adjectives like the deer. Modify nouns, for example, prebend, and describe their qualities. Word order. The typical word order in Punjabi sentences is subject-object-verb, SOV. Here, the subject, prebend, comes before the object, company, and then the verb, hair. English. The management of this company is excellent. Punjabi. Is company da prabhand barefoot vadiya hai. The next word is character. English. She is a character. Punjabi. Uhik ki adar hai. Breakdown. She. Ik. Ik. A slash one. Kirdar. Kirdar. Character. Think of the word character in the sense of personality. Hair. Hi. Is slash am slash are. Key concepts. Ik. Ik. This word, meaning a slash one, is used before singular nouns to indicate indefiniteness, similar to the English, a, or, an. English. She is a character. Punjabi. Uhik ki adar hai. The next word is bed. English. I am lying on the bed. Punjabi. Mabi satari. Deletia holiaha. Breakdown. Me. Main. I. Bisotari. Bistare. Bed, masculine, singular. De. T. On, postposition. Letia. Letia. Lying, past participle, masculine singular. Hoya. Hoya. Being, past participle, masculine singular. Ha. Han. Am, present tense, first person singular. Key concepts. The sentence is in the present continuous tense, which is formed with the past participle of the verb, in this case. Letia. Followed by the verb. Hoya. The word. Bisotari. Is masculine singular, which is why it takes the masculine singular past participle forms of. Letia. And. Hoya. The postposition. De. Is used to indicate location, and is placed after the noun. Bisotari. English. I am lying on the bed. The next word is hit. English. He hit the ball. Punjabi. Usane gednu maria. Breakdown. Usane. Usne. This is a third person singular pronoun, meaning he or she in English. Ged. Gend. This is the noun meaning ball in English. Nu. Nu. This is the postposition meaning to or at in English. This is attached to the noun ball to show the direction of the action. Maria. Maria. This is the verb meaning hit in English, conjugated for past tense in the third person singular. Key concepts. Gender agreement. The pronoun. Usane. Usne. Must agree in gender with the noun. Ged. Gend. Ball in Punjabi is considered feminine, hence the feminine pronoun. Usane. Is used. Postpositions.
Punjabi uses postpositions, which are similar to prepositions in English. They are placed after the noun they modify. Memorization tip. Remember to use the correct postposition. Nu. Nu. For the direction of the action, and the past tense verb ending. Ksiharia. Iya. To show that the hitting happened in the past. The next word is establish. English. He established a new business. Punjabi. Usne ek nava karobar satapit kita. Breakdown. Usne. Usne. He slash she slash it, masculine singular. Ek. Ek. A slash and slash one. Nava. Nava. New. Karobar. Karobar. Business. Satapit. Estapit. Established. Kita. Kita. Did, past tense, masculine singular. Key concepts. The use of the third person singular pronoun. Usne. Usne, and the past tense verb. Kita. Kita, indicate a completed action in the past by a male subject. The word. Satapit. Estapit, is a past participle used as an adjective to modify the noun. Karobar. Karobar, indicating that the business is already established. This sentence exemplifies a simple past tense structure in Punjabi, which is often used to describe completed actions in the past. English. He established a new business. Punjabi. Usne ek nava karobar satapit kita. The next word is indeed. English. He indeed went to the market. Punjabi. Usa chamuch bazar gaya. Breakdown. He slash she slash it, pronoun. Sachamuch. Such much. Indeed, truly, really, adverb. Bazaar. Bazaar. Market, noun. Gira. Jaya. Went, verb, past tense. Key concepts. Such a much. Is used to emphasize truthfulness, similar to the English word, indeed. Gira. Is a past tense verb, used to indicate an action that has already happened. It is similar to the English past tense verb, went. English. He indeed went to the market. Punjabi. Usa chamuch bazar gaya. The next word is final. English. This is the final exam. Punjabi. Hi, e, hi, akhala, hi, imtihan, hi. Breakdown. Hi, e, hi, this, hi, akhala, hi, final, adjective, hi, imtihan, hi, exam, hi, is. This sentence uses the direct translation of final as hi, akhala, hi, which means last or final. It is an adjective that describes the exam. Hi, e, hi, is a demonstrative pronoun, this. This sentence is in the present tense. Punjabi. This is the final exam. The next word is use. English. We use computers to communicate with each other. Punjabi. Usi ek duje nal sampark karan lai computer varat deha. Breakdown. Usi. We, subject, plural. Ek duje nal. With each other, prepositional phrase. Sampark karan. To communicate, infinitive verb.
lai. For preposition. Computer. Computer's object. Vagata deha. Use verb, present tense, plural. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions, like lai. Instead of prepositions, the verb conjugation in Punjabi is based on subject-verb agreement. Vagata deha. Uses the plural form of the verb to agree with. Asi. English. We use computers to communicate with each other. Punjabi. Asi ik duje nal sampark karan lai computer vagata deha. The next word is to. English. He went to the market. Punjabi. Uf bazaar gaya. Breakdown. Uf. This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he. Bazaar. This means market. Gaya. This is the past tense of the verb to go. It's conjugated in the masculine singular form. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions, which are words that follow the noun they modify, like, to, in, go to the market. The verb, to go, takes different forms depending on the subject's gender and number. Translation. He went to the market. The next word is economy. English. The economy of India is growing rapidly. Punjabi. Bharat di arthvyavastha tez gati nal vadra hai hai. Breakdown. Bharat. This is the word for India. It is a proper noun and is used to refer to the country. Di. This is the possessive particle in Punjabi, meaning of. Arthvyavastha. This word means economy. It is a noun. Tez. This means fast or rapid. It is an adjective. Gati. This means speed or pace. It is a noun. Nal. This is a preposition that means with or by. Vad. This means increase or grow. It is a verb. Rahai. This is the present continuous tense marker. It means is slash r plus verb plus ing. Hai. This is the auxiliary verb is in Punjabi. It indicates the present tense. Key concepts. Possessive particle. The. Indicates that the economy belongs to India. Adjective and noun. Tez gati. Describes the speed of the economic growth. Present continuous tense. The sentence uses the present continuous tense to indicate that the economy is currently growing rapidly. English. The economy of India is growing rapidly. Punjabi. Bharat di arthvyavastha tez gati nal vadra hai hai. The next word is fit. English. The shirt fits me perfectly. Punjabi. Kurta mainu bilkul theek lagda hai. Breakdown. Kurta. Shirt, this is the noun in the sentence. Mainu. To me, this is the indirect object of the sentence, the person that the shirt fits. Bilkul. Perfectly, this is an adverb, modifying the verb. Seek. Fits, this is the verb, describing the action of the shirt fitting. Lagda hai. This is a grammatical ending that means, is, appears, seems, or feels, depending on context. Key concept. In Punjabi, the verb, to fit, is often expressed by the word. Seek. You can use this verb for clothing, shoes, or anything that fits your body. English. The shirt fits me perfectly. Punjabi.
Kurta mainu bil kulthi klagda hai.
The next word is guy. English. He is a good guy. Punjabi.
Uhik vadiya muda hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
Means, he, this is the subject of the sentence, and is in the third person singular masculine form.
Ik.
Means, this is an indefinite article used before singular countable nouns.
Vadiya.
Means, good, this is an adjective describing the noun, guy.
Muda.
Means, guy, this is the noun that is being described.
He.
Means, is, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be, and is used to connect the subject, and the predicate of the sentence. Therefore, the sentence means, he is a good guy, or, he is a nice guy. The next word is function. English. The function of a car is to transport people. Punjabi.
Gaddi da kam loka nuli jana hai.
Breakdown.
Gaddi.
Gaddi.
Car.
Da.
Da.
Possessive particle. Of.
Kam.
Kam.
Function, work, job.
Loka.
Lokan.
People.
Nu.
Nu.
To.
Lijana.
Lijana.
To transport.
He.
Hi.
Is.
Key concepts. Possessive particle. The word
the
indicates possession, like of in English.
Function.
The word
come
refers to the function, purpose or job of something. Direct object.
Loka
is the direct object of the verb.
Lijana
to the word
nu
indicates direction, similar to. So, in English, present tense. The sentence is in the present tense. English. The function of a car is to transport people. Punjabi.
Gaddi da kam loka nuli jana hai.
The next word is yesterday. English. Yesterday, I went to the market. Punjabi.
Kal main bazaar gaya si.
Breakdown.
Kal.
Kal, yesterday.
Main.
Main, I.
Bazaar.
Bazaar, market.
Gaya.
Jaya, went, masculine singular past tense of jana, jana.
See.
Was, past tense of hona, hona, used to denote past action. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, verbs and adjectives agree in gender with the noun they modify.
Here,
gya. Jaya is masculine singular because
meh.
Main is masculine. Past tense. The past tense is formed using the auxiliary verb.
See,
and the past participle of the main verb. English. Yesterday, I went to the market.
Punjabi. Kal main bazaar gaya si.
The next word is image. English. The image is beautiful.
Punjabi.
Tasveer.
Sundar.
Hi. Breakdown.
Tasveer.
Feminine singular noun. Equals image.
Sundar.
Adjective, equals beautiful.
High.
Verb, equals is. This sentence is in the present tense, meaning it is a statement about something that is currently happening.
The word.
High. is the present tense form of the verb to be. In this case, is the subject of the sentences. Tasvira. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb. Key concepts. Gender is an important grammatical concept in Punjabi, and it affects the choice of words and their endings. Nouns and adjectives have grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The adjective sunder is an adjective that is used for feminine nouns, like tasvira, which is feminine. This sentence also illustrates the concept of subject-verb agreement. In Punjabi, verbs change to agree with the subject in gender and number, singular or plural. Since the subject tasvira is singular and feminine, the verb hi is also singular feminine. English. The image is beautiful. Punjabi. Tasvira. Sunder. Hi.